Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome to the Lacaparo Valley Culture Show. Dick Newman bringing the report again this morning. Paul Ramo, as normal, at the control panel. Paul, certainly feel free to do your two bits worth of advice, too, and speaking if you wish. So start things off with Dr. Hacker in the studio this morning. Supposed to have a couple of matches this past week, but you were able to get in a triangular yesterday.
Yeah, we were able to sneak in some tennis yesterday, so that was kind of nice. It's been a wet couple of days, and I know everybody in the area is really happy about that, but it doesn't work out so well for tennis. So we had some matches canceled on Thursday. We were supposed to line up against Pipestone and Laverne on our end. And, you know, the weather just prevented that from happening. So yesterday, though, you know, it was looking pretty bleak right away, about 7, 8 a.m. in the morning, pretty cloudy and ugly. But, boy, by afternoon, things cleared off, and we were able to get our matches in, and we played Milbank and Marshall at home yesterday.
Okay, yeah. And you started, like, at 1 o'clock, and you had to turn the lights on.
Yeah, it was one of those days, right, where we had a lot of close matches. And, yep, we lined up, started playing at 1:30, and, boy, it was about 8:30 by the time I shut the lights off out there. So
marathon.
Yeah, thankful for having lights, you know.
Yes, for sure.
You don't know when you'll need them, right? So we played Marshall. Marshall beat us 7-0. You know, they have a good team. They have 7 seniors. They're stacked this year. They're going to have a good season, and credit to them for playing some good tennis. On the same hand, I think that we just didn't bring our best game to the courts yesterday right away on our first match, and we're caught a little flat. You know, it was only our second match of the year. This is why it's good to get in a few matches and get some experience. You know, like we were chatting, Dick, you can do drills, you can play your teammates, but it's not the same thing as lining up against somebody you don't know, getting through those nerves, figuring your way through a match when things might not be going your way, and you got to pull out game plan too. And I don't get to talk to the players except for a couple times between breaks when they're switching ends. You know, if I could make it to them, if I'm 4 courts down, it's hard to get to them. They have 90 seconds to change over, so I got to make sure I'm where I need to be most of the time. You know, they've got to figure that out. So if the match isn't going their way, they got to figure out what game plan B is and implement and figure that out on the run. So experience matters a lot there. When you get to do that 3, 4, 5 times, you get much better at it. And, you know, it's the beginning of the season. You got to get your feet wet and get in there and kind of learn from experience a little bit.
Yeah, no excuses, but you're still a young team and you're going against all seniors.
Right, we are. And you're right, I hate to use that, but because we didn't lose anybody from last year, so we're returning the same players, right, who have had experience at these positions. But, you know, an extra year or two in high school sports makes a big difference as far as skills and ability. Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. Okay, go ahead.
So second match of the day, we played Milbank. We beat Milbank 5-2. We had some really nice play out of our lineup up and down. You know, again, we're missing a third singles player, and that third singles player is probably our third or fourth strongest player on the team. So, you know, that's we had to slot up and move people around. And when that happens, you know, it hurts. It's harder to win matches. But the gals did a nice job against Milbank. Our singles players, especially up and down 1, 2, and 3 singles, had really nice matches and stepped up their game, played a smart tennis, played aggressive tennis. Is what you need to do. You can't win matches playing defense. And Elsie Wiebe is a Dawson player who slotted up and unfortunately we missed our first whole week of practice, but came in and worked hard this week, and she played her 4th singles. Okay. Ended up losing, but, you know, did a nice job. She's a young 9th grader, kind of getting her first taste of varsity matches. So credit to her for doing a nice job there. So kind of just going over our lineup, 1 sure. singles was Caitlin Whitnabel, 2 is Maddie Matthews, 3 yesterday was Kayla Jan playing up into 3 singles. She did a nice job there. 1 and 2 doubles, first doubles is Sarah Halverson and Claire Lowry. I think they really started playing well kind of the last set of their last match. They had some nice match shots in it and some nice moments prior, but I think consistently they started playing better at that point. Sadie Hacker paired with Callie Borman, who was not playing doubles this year, but played doubles in both matches. And both of them had some good moments again during the matches. Second match, definitely their better match of the day. And then Taylan Jorgensen, a Dawson player, got together with Gertie Sieg and played third doubles for us yesterday. And they're, you know, both of them are kind of playing into new positions. They were more of our exhibition players last year a little bit, but they're doing a nice job. And again, learning from their matches and going forward with that. So that was the end of our matches yesterday, really, 5-2. And like you said, we started early. Well, we started about 1:30, but we were playing by 8:30 yet. So it gets to be a long day for everybody out there.
Yeah, and I know before we went on the air this morning, you mentioned that was only your second and third match, and Marshall had already played almost 10 matches?
Yeah, they finished their 10th match yesterday with us. So
and that makes a big difference.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. So they were able to get in some quads, actually, where they get down and they play, you know, there's three other teams. They play three matches in one day.
Wow.
Your matches add up pretty fast when you can put a couple of those on the schedule. So, yeah, I was, you know, it's always good to visit with the other coaches and see how things are going. But nice guy down there, Alex Kleppy. He's been there for probably 6-8 years now, doing a nice job with the Marshall program. But they've had played a lot of tennis already.
Well, you can't use that for an excuse this up and coming week because you got a busy week.
Oh my goodness, yeah, we're going to be busy. So we have scheduled matches at home against Minnewaska on Tuesday, and then against Morris on Thursday. And our matches that were canceled on Thursday against Pipestone and Laverne are rescheduled to this coming Friday at noon and at 2 p.m. And those are going to be important matches for us to get in because they are section teams for us. We're in a new section this year, and we want to make sure those happen. It's so much easier at the end of section or at the end of play in the season when you're sitting down with the other section coaches sorting out, you know, who should be ranked where and who plays who. So that's very helpful. And then on Monday, we got to add a scrimmage against Montevideo, which they're a nice team, nice and close. Shelby Monahan's their coach, and she's explaining they've had every match rained out for them. It's just been bad timing for that team. So you got Marshall with 10 matches. You got Monty with zero.
Zero.
They're looking for some experience before they start lining up on Tuesday as well. That's their first conference match. So she wants to get her – she hasn't figured out a lineup even, right, for play. So, and that's one of the things, too. You can kind of have an idea in your head when you're out there practicing, but getting the kids playing matches and seeing how they actually do – partnering with certain people in doubles or playing singles makes a big difference.
Yeah, that's for sure. But
that's
you can't control the weather.
No, you can't. You can't. None of us have that. So we'll be over in Monty on Monday. It'll be great. So the goal is, you know, to get everybody out there playing at least twice. Probably play a pro eight. Try them in some different positions. See how they look with other people, maybe. That's nice things you can't do usually. So,
And then they have some courts by the school and then over by Wyndham Field as
right, well. Yes, correct. They have 6 courts over by the high school and they have 4 courts over at Wyndham now. So, exactly. That's nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the report this morning. Best of luck on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and we'll hear all about it next Saturday.
Sounds great. Thanks, Dick. Appreciate
it. Dr. Brandt Hacker on girls tennis. He's got to get back to work.
Thanks.
And Paul Ramo interviewed Molly Hennen yesterday, and we'll play that tape after these messages.
With fewer people actively involved in farming, developing leaders is vital to the future of agriculture. The Lacaparra County Corn and Soybean Growers are proud to support FFA in the development of those leaders. FFA programs help grow leaders who share the same values as corn and soybean farmers, including promoting the global importance of agriculture and the wise stewardship of our land and water resources. This message brought to you by the Lacaparra County Corn and Soybean Growers and their checkoffs.
When you think about the versatility of propane, it's no wonder it's the energy that's fueling American agriculture. Propane works hard on the farm, drying crops, controlling weeds and insects, and organic farming. Propane's cost efficiency helps keep the operating costs down and productivity up. Depend upon your local Senex propane partner for a reliable supply of clean, efficient propane plus risk management tools that add stability to your bottom line. Call the Bellingham Farmers Co-op Elevator in Bellingham at 320-568-2126, your local Senex supplier.
This is UCARE's Health Plans Decomplicated, where we ride our team bike and answer plan questions. With us is Franny from UCARE. Ready to answer this question in 10 seconds or less, Franny?
Yes, I am.
Okay, will UCARE let me know if my doctor leaves my plan?
We'd be letting you know by a letter, but also the clinics are usually pretty good about sending that information too.
With time to spare, talk to one of our plan decomplicators today. UCARE, people-powered health plans.
Should we get a smoothie?
Smoothie.
Welcome back to the Lacapra Valley Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to volleyball with head coach Molly Hennon. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, did it feel good to get back back on the court this past week and finally get some matches in?
Yeah, it did. We played Benson on Thursday. It was a really fun match. The rules were a little lessened with COVID, so that was kind of nice, too. But, yeah, it was fun getting back on the court, and we had an early game this season. Usually we don't have our first game until usually the first day of school, so that was a little abnormal, but it was good to get on the floor and kind of see what my girls could do. So.
Yeah. And you got to play in front of a crowd. I mean, last year, no crowd.
Yep. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. There was a student section and lots of fans there, so that was definitely a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that big win, a non-conference win last Thursday up in Benson.
So the first game, we ended up losing 24-26. We kind of started off slow, which we talked about after the game. I feel like in the past, we always start slow for whatever reason. My girls must want to play more sets or something, I tell them. but they made some, kind of just some mental mistakes, serving errors, hitting errors. And then we kind of dug ourselves a little hole there, towards the end of the first half of the first set, we kind of started playing our game. We forced the head coach to take a few timeouts, and ended up, I think we were down 13-6 or something like that.
13-5, I had.
13-5, okay. But then we kind of picked it up a little bit, got good passes to our setters, and we were able to set up our offense and kind of pulled back, but we just weren't able to finish, and ended up losing 24-26. But then the second set, we did much better. We had a much better start. We ended up winning 25-13, and I feel like our serving was a lot better. I don't think we missed any serves that game. Usually my team we do really well consistently serving. We don't really miss that many serves, so that was kind of unusual that first set when we did. And we had really good passes. I said, I think we had phenomenal serve receive passes to set up our offense, and then we did really well finishing in the front row. We did really good blocking as well. They had some really tough hitters, and we did a good job at being scrappy in the back row. Isabel Gertis kept a lot of balls alive for us. She is the new libero this year, and she's only a sophomore. So we played all around really well that game, and after that game, I told them, see, that's why we got to start like that. Now we got to go into four or five. So I knew after that first set, or second set, if we played that same way, limiting our errors and making them make mistakes, we would do just as well, which we did. We ended up winning that third set 25-13, and then the fourth set as well 25-13. So that lucky number 13.
Yep.
For stats, for kills, I think all of our hitters did really well. Riley Sawatsky finished with 7. Tori Bungarden led with 12. Sheridan Bussey, 9. Taylor Kittleson, 1. Addie Bond, 1. And Paige Meyer, 5. For aces, A few girls had a couple, Tori Bungarden 1, Taylor Kittleson 2, and Isabel Gertis 3. And then lots of girls picked up a lot of digs for us. Claire Borsad had 1, Tori Bungarden 12, Addie Bond 7, Taylor Kittleson 10, Ayanna Gibson 4, Sheridan Bussey 3, and then Isabel Gertis led the team with 17. And then finally, set assists. Tori Bungarden had 1, and then Taylor Kittleson had 17, and Ayanna Gibson had 16. So we kind of talked about we're trying that 6-2 this year with Ayanna Gibson and Taylor Kittleson setting out of the back row, and I feel like just from the couple of scrimmages that we've had and then after Thursday night's game against Benson, that's been working really well for our team, making us more versatile, and they also do really well at hitting as well, so it's kind of different for them. They get to set to each other in the right front, so that's a lot of fun, and I think overall we did really well at limiting our errors in those 3 sets, and I feel like that's why we came out on top.
Talk about Isabel Gertis a little bit. You said she's a sophomore, she plays in the back row, and you know, that's where it all starts, right, Molly, in volleyball? If you can't get the volleyball up to the front of the net, you're not going to go far.
Yes, definitely. And I know we've kind of struggled that with that in the past. And I know there's other teams, you know, like Marshall, Mineota, who we actually played against in the scrimmage. And they served pretty aggressively against us. And we didn't do as well getting those serve receive passes up. But in Thursday night's game, we did do a really good job. I think we maybe got aced just a couple times in all 4 sets. But it's also nice having those 2 setters there, just in case the pass doesn't go right up to the setter, then the other setter is there to kind of help out. So yeah, Isabel Gertis, she is only a sophomore. She started playing libero last year on B squad, but then I kind of moved her when I made that change and had her play right back for Cassidy Olson, and then Ayanna Gibson did some setting. But I think having both Taylor and Ayanna, they're both really quick, and Ayanna's really scrappy in the back row, and Taylor does a really good job too, being scrappy as well as her serving. I always have her start serving because she does a really nice job. But yeah, Isabel, she did a really good job digging up those balls in the back row, and that helped us set our offense up. We also are trying to do some back row attacks this year to kind of switch it up, just so that the kind of pulls the blockers and it kind of switches things up and throws off the other team's defense a little bit. So we're kind of working on, if we don't get a good pass up to the setter, then the setter can kind of set it up to either Tori or Isabel or Taylor Kittleson in the back row, and then kind of throw off the other team's offense a little bit. Yeah. So,
talk about some of your girls that played well Thursday against Benson. You know, setting is very important. You got a couple good setters?
Yep. So Taylor and Ayanna, they both do an outstanding job. Tori Bungarden, she's used to Taylor Kittleson sets, just because when I started coaching here, I was the JV and Taylor was the setter and Tori was the outside hitter, so they kind of have a pretty good connection there. When Ayanna kind of filled in for some setting last year on the varsity team, they kind of worked together, Tori and Ayanna as well, and then Paige Meyer as well. I know during the summer they've gotten together with Lydia Susner, actually, from Mineota. She's been helping out with some different hits and stuff to try to speed up our offense. So that's another thing we've been working on, as well as taking advantage of those free balls, quicken up the offense a little bit to pull the blockers on the other team. So, and that's been working, I think, really well for us.
Okay. Yeah. Talk about your big hitters at the net. They did, they pounded a few down pretty good Thursday night.
Yeah, they did. I think everyone overall was pretty consistent. This, I kind of talked about it on Thursday. This is Sheridan Bussey's first time getting some varsity experience. Last year she was on the team. But Riley Lund, having her out, we kind of needed someone to fill in that left side front position. So she did a really nice job Thursday night. She was a little nervous, I could tell. But I also have Addie Bond. She's a senior. She also got a little bit of varsity experience going in to serve for the middles a little bit last year, as well as going in to play some defense. And it's kind of nice having them both on that outside spot, because if one of them's struggling, I can kind of throw the other one in. So Addie Bond did a nice job both back row and front row for us on Thursday.
Okay.
And then Riley Swatsky as well. She has improved, I think, a lot since this is her third year starting on varsity, and I think she's came a long way since then. So it's good to see.
Yeah, good. Well, a good start to the season when you can pick up a win. I know after the game, just visiting with some of the girls, there's a lot of smiles on their faces.
Yeah, I know. I think I kind of talked to them Friday at practice too, and they said they were really nervous, I know, for the first set. But I think they kind of got over those nerves, and I knew they wanted to win. And when we won the first couple of sets and we were in that fourth set, they're like, we don't want to go into five sets. Cause nobody likes going to five sets. It's too nerve-wracking.
No, that's right.
So I told them, yep, just play your typical game, because they were doing just awesome all around. I also talked about their covering, which that's another thing we've struggled with, covering and communicating too. But it's kind of hard too with when we're away and we don't have as many fans and the other team does. Sometimes their fans get a little louder than our fans because it's not on our home court.
Right.
So I just told them, keep talking. It's loud in the gym. Just don't let up, because there's times where the other team took a timeout and we were up by 10 or 12 points. But I said, don't let up. Just keep finishing. We don't want to get it to a close game like the first set. That was too close.
Yep, yep.
But, yeah, all the girls, I think, played really well together. And I think after last season, not having the best season, just with having to quarantine and not having a normal season, I think this year we have four seniors who all get to play, and we have a lot of good experience on the floor. And I think we have three great captains, Taylor, Tori, and then Paige Meyer is the junior captain. And I feel like they've all had a lot of varsity experience now, so I think this is the year that we could go pretty far. So
all right, yeah, good. Well, how did B squad and C squad do against Benson?
C squad went into three sets. They won the first and lost the next two, so that was close. And then B squad won both of their games. So
okay,
so
good.
B squad and varsity won, C squad lost in three.
What's up next for the Lacrosse Valley volleyball team?
We play on Monday in Ortonville. And I know junior high plays there too in the auditorium, so that'll be kind of fun. We normally don't play the same place that junior high does, so that should be fun. The C squad coach, she's new this year. She's actually from Ortonville, so a little bit of a rivalry,
Rachel?
There. Yep.
Yeah, she'll have fun Monday night then, huh?
Yep, and I know her mom does the book at games, so she'll be there watching too.
and Rachel have her Lacrosse Valley apparel on, right?
Yep, I had to borrow her a shirt on Thursday night for that game, but we'll be getting some more Lacrosse gear on Monday, so
okay,
we'll have it for her.
All right, thanks a lot, Molly, and good luck Monday up in Ortonville, and we'll talk to you next Saturday then. Or what do you got all? Is it just Monday you got?
Yeah, so just Monday, and then it's Labor Day weekend, so we don't have school on next Friday, but we'll still have practice on Friday and Monday, and then we have a couple games that following week. So,
okay.
Well, we have our home opener against Mignota on that Thursday,
okay,
the 8th,
right,
or the 9th, so.
Yeah, yep. I bet you've got that marked on your calendar for a while, huh?
Yeah, well, and we get to finally get into the new gym, too. We've been practicing in the Commons. Which isn't as, I mean,
right,
it's something, but I know the gym, it's different, such different floors, so that'll be nice when we get to get in there, and then junior high will be able to practice in the Commons, which will be nice, so.
So does Mignota come here, or do you go there when you play Mignota?
Yep, Mignota comes to Lacrosse, so
okay,
we'll get to play on the brand new floor, which will be nice.
All right, and you don't have any sisters playing for Mignota this year?
Nope,
that'll be
no,
a change.
Sisters on the team anymore. It'll still be weird though, playing against Mignota people.
Yep.
So, not as weird though.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Molly.
Thank you,
Molly Hennon, head coach of the Lacrosse Valley volleyball team. We'll take a break. We'll come back more of the Coach's Show right after this.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Stop in and visit with Carrie Harding from Southwest Insurance Services. Her offices are located in the First Security Bank in Canby.
20% of the population has some degree of hearing loss. Encourage business owners and staff to keep the captions on their TVs turned on and accessible to all patrons. Captions also help children with reading and adults learning English as a second language. Not sure how to turn them on? Find the button with the two C's on the remote or go to the menu button. Paid for by the Minnesota Commission of the Deaf, Deafblind, and Hard of Hearing, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Well, welcome back to the Culture Show. Something's happening this Saturday morning that doesn't happen very often. We've run out of coaches to talk to. We do know that the football scrimmage is going on. It's been going on for about an hour already out at Lacaparo Valley. Benson and McRae are out there and scrimmaging the three-team scrimmage. And the reason the kids didn't even know that, I had a couple sophomore football players driving yesterday. They didn't even know why it was so early. But Tony mentioned last week that the officials that are officiating that scrimmage are blowing the whistle, I suppose, getting some practice in or something.
Yep.
They have to be up in Wahpeton by 1 o'clock to do a community college football game. So that's why it started so early. But a little damp out there with the heavy dew, but the players should love it. You know, it's always fun playing in the mud and the rain and the snow and everything else. So they don't mind it. The mothers probably don't like it to wash their uniforms and that. But
that's what makes football fun.
Oh, it does, yeah.
Dick, you're a coach. You're my assistant football coach. Yeah. Remember a game in Olivia and I played football in back in the mid-70s there? That was more than a mud bowl.
I remember the Western Guard had a picture of Dwayne Hastead, and he was from head to toes and even some turf coming out of his
face mask.
Yeah.
That was a great picture.
Yeah, you drive in Olivia and the drainage ditches or whatever were right up to the top. Yep. So that was a monsoon.
Yeah, it was. That's a one game I'll always remember. Yeah. That's for sure. And when we played Olivia, Madison played Olivia back then, we considered that a long, long road trip. And now you don't even think about it now. So
the old Little Sioux.
Yeah, for sure. Little Sioux Conference, yep. That was a good conference.
Oh, it was a very competitive with Olivia was a very good team. And then Granite Falls, after that, the coach moved from Olivia to Granite Falls and had state championship teams at both places.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And Madison and Appleton and Dawson were always in the mix, too. So your natural rivalries now. Mm-hmm. Now we're paired together with some of those.
Yep.
So
things change.
Minnesota, small town, to keep certain athletic teams alive or paired up just to keep them alive.
Yep.
So, well, like I said, we have nothing. Other coaches, Tony's out at the school, and even if we would have taped him, what would we have done? So he introduced his team and talked about the conference and the section and so on. So we'll hear them next week because they're in action on Friday night down in Tracy. And then cross country starts on Monday and then has a home meet in Appleton on Thursday and coming.
I'm looking forward to that game in Tracy. I'll be broadcasting that. And, of course, Tracy has one of the biggest recruits, that Nelson offensive lineman. You know, he's going to play for the Gophers next year. So
well, he signed for him.
Yeah, big kid, and it'll be fun to watch him.
Well, according to Tony, the interior linemen are drooling at the mouth to have a crack at him to see what they can do against him and see if they can bulldoze at that cement wall.
Yeah, that'll be fun to watch.
So to speak. Yep. So, yeah, and, of course, big day on Monday, first day of school. So 2021-22 school year starts on Monday, and they put in 4 days of school, and then they're off for the fair, I believe. So, or maybe that's a week after.
And Lacaparo Valley has some new facilities to work with. You just heard Molly Hennon talk about hopefully they'll be in the new gym, and so trying to find a place to play.
Yeah, we're knocking on wood that they can get it ready. They had a misfortune in June. Some water leaked in on the gym. And I think that happened kind of on Monday night or Thursday night and up in Hortonville, the next next opponent for the volleyball team.
Yeah, Dawson Boyd was up in Hortonville on Thursday night, Blackjacks, and they had to move the game into the older gym.
Yeah.
Because they had a water leak.
Well, so some of these buildings are... Yep. Showing some age.
Like us.
Yeah, like us. And it's hard to believe, you know, these seniors right here, to me, because I taught from day one at Lacaparro until I retired.
And Madison.
Yeah. But Lacaparro itself, you know, these kids weren't even born.
Yeah.
They weren't even a thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Their parents probably weren't even married when Lacaparro first started.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to us it'll always be a new school, but to them, you know, it's just
school.
Just another school.
Yep. Yeah,
yeah. But
all right.
But let's look at the schedule. Besides the first day of school, there's practice for all the junior high is going on for cross country, for volleyball, for tennis, for football. And if you're in junior high and you want to compete, you still can, but you got to get some paperwork done. And so go see the office or Tony Smith, the athletic director, and get that stuff done so that you can start practice. But as John Sherb said, at 5:30, they're up in the golf course in Morris, annual first cross-country meet. The volleyball team is at Hortonville, starting with the C squad at 5, followed by the B squad and the varsity. Tuesday, tennis is at home against Minnewaska. Junior high volleyball is at home against Canby at 4:30. Looking at Thursday, a big Morris area is at Lacaparro for girls tennis at 4:30. Cross country is at Appleton for the annual event there. And, Paul, you'll probably be there for the varsity match, and then you have to go do the Dawson game for football.
Thursday, Dawson Boyd Blackjacks football team opens up their season against Minnesota Valley Lutheran. That's just off right outside of New Ulm. So.
Okay. That cross-country meet starts at 5 p.m.
It's always a big one in Appleton, too, isn't it? Pretty good
normally
size.
Normally it is,
one,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and get to see Madison native Dale Henrich.
Dale Henrich from Morris. So. Still coaching.
He is track and cross-country and girls basketball. Mm-hmm. Three-sport coach, just like his John Sherb has done all these years.
Yep.
And Friday, there's tennis match against Laverne at Lacaparro starting at 12 noon. There is no school on Friday. And the football game down in Tracy's kickoff at 7 p.m., Paul.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, you mentioned John Sherb. Of course, Dick, you went down to the cities when John was inducted into the Minnesota Cross Country Hall of Fame a couple weeks ago and had a good contingent of alumni down there.
Oh,
with him.
There was almost 30 people on his behalf, including his mom rolled with me along with Ron Kester, but Carrie Tollefson was there and... The boy from Appleton that's running at
Kaiser
Freely
Kaiser
was there,
Freely,
along with a lot of followers. So, that was great. And a big article in the Appleton and Madison local newspaper.
Yep, much deserved Hall of Fame. He's
for sure.
Been there a long time.
Well, I guess as usual, end the show a little early and have a couple of Dick Newman's sick jokes a week. You know, local newspapers, and especially here on the radio station, we emphasize shopping local.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a reason why, maybe. Shop local, because Amazon won't sponsor your kids' ball teams.
That's true.
That's for sure. And here's another one. When I see lovers' names, you know, carved into a tree where they make a heart and they say Paul plus Roxy or whatever.
Yeah.
I kind of think it's kind of strange how many people bring knives on a date. And then finally, not picking on anybody on purpose, but when I was at the post office, I was at the post office when I saw a blonde woman shouting into an envelope. And I asked, "What are you doing?" And the blonde woman said, "Sending a voicemail." Well, thanks for listening to The Culture Show. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.
The time now at 9:41. Great music for Bellingham, Marietta, and Nassau on Q92 KLQP-FM.